the works and the word of God. Good morning, and welcome to all that see us in the YouTube channel, or listen to us in the podcast and on social networks. I'm your brother in Christ, Pedro Ayala Ayala, servant of God for His grace, and I belong to the Pentecostal Church, Restoration, Holiness, and Love Chamber, Inc., who pastors, shepherds, and directs our beloved pastor, Maribel Núñez Molina. Our church is located at Calle Flamboyant 194, Pueblo Indio, in Canóvanas, Puerto Rico, and this is the ministry that bears my name from the school to heaven, de la escuela al cielo. We'll be using the Holy Bible app that you can get free of charge on both the Android platform and the App Store. The verse of today is in Psalm 19:1. Psalm 19:1. This is the National Standard Version and reads like this. The powerfully word of God is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The heavens are declaring the glory of God, and their expanse shows the work of His hands. Again, the heavens are declaring the glory of God, and their expanse shows the work of His hands. Please God, continue blessing your already blessed word. The works and the word of God. The psalmist used to praise Jehovah. On this occasion, in these verses, he pays admiration to divine greatness, recognizing the heavens and the firmament as works of His creations. David personifies heaven by saying that he promulgates the glory of God, as if he were telling us who His creator and maintainer is. Likewise, he assigns human capacities to the firmament by saying that he announces the work of His hands by using himself as confirmation of the works of the Most High. We could say that Psalmist's admiration for Jehovah is his creator led him to spend hours in the praise and enjoyment of what God has done for us, His masterpiece. Sometimes we waste our time lamenting about what we don't have or suffering for what God has promised us and has not been granted so far. Let's do as the psalmist and take every moment to recognize creation, those wonders around us. Remember that there is no room for doubt as the solution of our problems or the fulfillment of their promises when we have on our side the Lord, creator of the universe, of what we know and we don't know. Heaven and earth shall pass, but His word shall not pass. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. I hope that this short exhortation will serve as a reflection and strength to your life in this morning that the Lord has made. For present message to our email, ministeriodelaescuelapalcielo@gmail.com. You can also get us on YouTube and listen to us in the podcast on Facebook. Remember to like and share us to support this ministry. If you have not already subscribed to this channel, Monday to Friday, we will give what we have received by grace. This was your brother in Christ, Pedro Ayala Ayala, servant of God for His grace, and we will see each other in the next year if Christ has not come to seek us as a church yet, hoping that our pray and prayers to the Creator come from the school to heaven, de la escuela al cielo. God bless you all.
see that I feel.